This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchim Abo. I'm live from Arzeinu HaKadosha at a secret, undisclosed location where, due to security reasons, the security protocol doesn't allow more relevation. But we're continuing Hilchos Matilas Yedaim, Simon Kuf Samach Beis, Sif Beis, Simon Kuf Samach Beis, Sif Beis, Zakhna Mechaber, Hanoitel Yodav. When you wash until Yedaim, Shoifich Aleim, Ktsas Meharavias, Lahasar Mehem Halichlach. The first thing you do when you wash your hands, you pour some of the Ravias to remove the dirt, V'chol Dover Shechoytetz, and any interposition. It's interesting. Usually, when we think of Netilas Yadayim as manazeh, we don't think of it that we're cleaning our hands from dirt or filth. For the most part, our hands are clean from the get-go. But the Mechaber says the purpose of the first Netilah is to clean your hands from the dirt and the filth. V'yachar kach shofech aleihem pam shenis. Then you pour a second time. V'gam elu amayim hem tmeim. And even the second waters are tameh. So very interesting. The first water is remove the dirt. The second water is remove the tumah, but the water is tameh. And then you pour a third time, according to the Mechaber. V'acher kach shifch aleihem pam shlishis. Then you pour a third time. L'taher hamayim shalgavei ha'yadayim, to purify the water from the second netila. So time one, you get off the mud. Time two, you clean your hands, but the water becomes tameh. And time three, removes the tameh water. If your hands don't have any dirt and you don't have any chatzitz, you don't have an interposition, you pour on your two hands one revius simultaneously. According to the Mechaber, you don't need to wash your hands a second time. We're not going to see the Ramah today. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah on this Mechaber. So the baseline sheet of the Mechaber is you need three washings if your hands are dirty. Number one, to remove the dirt. Number two, to be metar yadayim, but the water is tameh. And number three, to be metaher, the water. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkatan Yudzayin. Ktsas Merevius, Deshir Netilas Yadayim, Huloi Pachos Merevius Mayim L'Shtei Yadav. The shear of Netilas Yadayim is no less than one revius for your two hands. Now, one revius is 3.3 ounces, let's say, according to Rav Moshe. It's really not a lot of water. Let's say, in this handy glass that I have, 3.3 ounces is...
This is 500 ounces.
So I happen to be in near Gan Eden, so I have May Eden on me. And how many ounces is this? I don't know. How does this work? I don't know. 500 milliliters. How many ounces is 500 milliliters? My guess is this is...
Sixteen point nine.
Okay. 16 ounces. Yeah, so the 3.3 is about this amount of the cup. It's really not a lot of water, and it's like really pushing it to be metahir to get your whole hands. Anyway, the minimum shiur of Netilas Yadayim is less than a revius, not less than a revius for your two hands. The shoyfech oisa al shtei yod of kachas. You're gonna pour it on your two hands simultaneously. Or each hand by itself. Miksas alachas. Say 1.7 ounces on the first hand. Or miksas al shnia, 1.7 on the second hand. The chamavayr le el basimin kuf samach sefir gimel. Vim hayu yadim lechlachos ktsas. If your hands are a little dirty, vein loy rak revius mitzumzen, you only have precisely one revius. Yesh loy litoil ktsas mimena. Mikoidem, you need to pour a little bit first, lahasar alichlach hachoytzeitz, to remove the chatzitza, the dirty chatzitza. Umikamakam loichashvina na ideze lenifchas mishir revius. So you might say, how could you pour water first But that water is not part of the Netil Sidaim, so you're diminishing from that minimum share of Ravias. Koidim Natila. No, that's okay. The Gamza Litsoirech Taras Yadaim Huba. That's also part of the Tahara. Removing dirt is part of the Tahara. V'ayin v'ber halacha. Look in the ber halacha. Now, if you look in the ber halacha, Ktsas Meravius, he says the makar of this din is from Tosis and Chul and Dav Kuf Zayin, who writes that even though the Mishnah on Yadayim only says that you need a netila twice, in other words, you look in the Mishnah doesn't say about washing your hands three times, it just says you should wash your hands twice. Nevertheless, you need to pour a third time to remove the dirt. Now, the removal of the dirt is also in a different Mishnah Yadayim. The chiddush here is that first pouring will not be part of the netila. You're going to need a third time first to remove the chatzitza, and then since you're now using a revius mitzumtzum, you're going to have to wash two times. Now, most of us are familiar, we don't wash three times. When do we ever wash three times? You wash three times for negavas. You don't wash three times for netil sidaim. So the Be'er Halacha points out that according to the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch, they're going according to their shita that the time that you're pouring to remove the chatzitza is from the revius. And the Be'er Halacha asks on that. L'chayra then, you're being nifnas, the shir revius, before you start. And the Be'er Halacha says the Levush already sort of speak detected this question, and he says that since it's all part of Taras Yadayim, it's not considered diminishing from the Revius. So even though technically that first pouring is not part of the Netila proper, but it's all part of the process, so it does not diminish from the Shir Revius. Okay, take a look in Sivkat and Yurches. Halichluch, what kind of dirt might you be talking about? I don't know, maybe the guy went to a construction site or something. You know, you never know why somebody might have dirt or mud on his hands. K'moytit, like mud, v'chayotz v'zeh, dabar ha'choytzitz b'netila. Something that's a chatzitza in the netila. One second. Where did it go? Yeah. I had here. Yeah. He brings here, the Chazon Ish says that the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch mashma that the water, even without rubbing your hands, removes the dirt. The Chazon Ish has a little bit of a different view of why it's required to remove the dirt before. Okay, let's stick with the simple Mishnah Berurah. The lichluch she'inoy choytzeitz ein tzarich la'asir klal kodem ha'netila. Right, we're talking about thick mud. If you remember, if it's something very, very thin, if it's something very light or liquidy, you don't have to remove it before the netila. You would only need to pour it twice. Okay, so the first water removes the dirt. The second water cleans the hands, but the hands remain tamei. Says Mishnah Berurah, cutting a tes, heim tameim, the chein isav v'maseches yadayim, the hanoitel yadav tzorech lishbach shtei pama yadav. Maseches yadayim we find, by the way, it's very interesting. That means there's an entire mesechta dedicated to Dine Netilas Yadayim, Mesechta Yadayim. Right? There's a famous gra. It's not so famous. Actually, it was once published in a journal called Sfunais. That how many mesechtas are there? How many mesechtas of Mishnais are there? So there's one cheshbin, just kindly move. There's one cheshbon that there are 63 mesechtos. The Rebbe says, Yehei libay gas bahem, 63. But that's if you count Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra as three separate mesechtos, but you count Kalim as one mesechta. But the Gra is a cheshbon, the same way, really, Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra is one mesechta, Kula Nezikin Chadahu. But on the other hand, you could count it separately. Kalim could also be counted as three separate mesechtas. There are 30 prakim, like Bava Kam, Bava Tzim, Bava Asir, could be made three separate mesechtas. So the Goyim says, there's a cheshbon, there's 65 mesechtas. Keneged the Shema Adnot. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yod, is Gematria 65. Kenegas are 65 Masechtos. 60 of them are on Dine Doraisa. 5 of them are on Dine Drabanan. One of the 5 that are on Dine Drabanan is Yadayim. Okay, anyway, the chini is from Yadayim. Da noito yadav tzorach lishpok shtei pamim al yadav. Someone washes his hands, he has to wash his hands twice. Hainu af kshem nekiyim b'lo lichlach. That is, even if they're clean without dirt. The mayim arishoinim mitara mayadayim. The first mayim is mitara the hands. Avalhim atzmam tmeim. The hands are tamein. Hey. Shenidmu b'nigas miyadim. Because the water touched your hands. So it rendered the water tamein. Vashniyim mitara moysad. The second water is mitara the mayim. V'nigmar taras yadayim. It completes the tara of the hands. Umiyu. Kaz v'es yosef v'shem kama poiskim. This is dafka if you didn't pour the revius simultaneously on your two hands. You poured from the revius on your hands one at a time. Some on the first hand. Or if, let's say, you diminished from the revius to remove the dirt. Then oz tsarach lishpach shnei pa'amim. Then you need to pour twice. Avol kisha shafach haravias bevas achas or shtei yadav. But when you poured the revias on your two hands simultaneously, the kol shekein al kolachas revias. And certainly, if you poured on each hand revias, you don't need mayim shniim. Meaning meikar hadin. Most of the time we wash those yadayim. It's bigger than this cup, which means it contains many revias. So the first time you pour on your hand, it's a revias achas. That's it, you're finished. You're done. The tils yadayim is over. You do not need a second pouring on your hand, meyikradin. It's only if you're pouring less than a revias. And so, then, avakushashavach revias b'vasachsa shteyadav. If you poured one revias simultaneously on both hands, and certainly if you poured a revias on each hand, ain't sarach l'mayim shniyim l'tarim, you don't need second water to mitarit, the ain kamaim tmeim, kol kame. We'll do one more. Shlishis lataya, behim nekroim shniyim be'etzem. This third water is fundamentally called second. Be'etzem anatil. The pam risha in the first time, shechashav kan that you enumerated, that's counted here, einam etzem anatila is not part of the etzem anatila, ela lehavaras halich lech lechna, it's only to move the dirt. But that, this that the Mechaber permitted for each of the third time, each of the three times, the Revius Achas, from one Revius, who davka in bo hamayim sviv kolayad, provided that the water encircled your whole hand, kishir hanatila, in the shir hanatila, al kalponim b'shtei ha'pa'amim, at least in two of the times. You hear this? When the Mechaber says, you could, with one revius, remove the dirt and wash twice. It's provided that at least the second two times, you're encircling your whole hand. Otherwise, it's not a full natila. Now, the first time to remove the dirt, you don't have to wash your whole hand as long as you get off the dirt. But the second two, they have to encircle the whole times. Okay? That is today's Mishnah Berurah. And if you don't mind hanging in there for 1 minute.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.